Christmas pageants at Old First have always been a bit of a challenge. We joked this week that we needed to go on Craigslist and get us some extra shepherds and wise men. They have always had some important element that everyone expects. Mary and Joseph, the baby shepherds and wise men and angels, and maybe even a sheep thrown in. And at some point, they all stand up here beautifully together in a calm and wonderful scene in which grandparents very discreetly take pictures. Of course, that never happened in the Bible. The Magi weren't supposed to arrive until Epiphany, which is 12 days later. And the Bible says nothing about sheep or even cows. But we'll stretch the truth a little bit for the sake of tradition and beauty. Every year, though, there are lots of challenges in putting the pageant together. At the Lutheran Church, St. Mark's up the way, Mary is debating if she is going to be a donkey. It's an interesting dilemma they have up the street this year, and she's the pastor's daughter. The biggest problem we have here is also who's going to play which roles. Some years, all the girls want to be Mary. Other years, no one wants to be a shepherd because it is so boring. And in my day, you had to wear bathrobes. But here, we don't force children to play roles just for the sake of tradition. And we try when we can to have a real baby Jesus, the youngest child in the congregation. Now, I think Julia once was the baby Jesus, and Cameron, wherever you were the baby Jesus once, too. Logan, who is now, you were a baby Jesus, too. Oh, it's good to be where we know you from when you were little. One memorable Christmas, I am told, we decided to just let everyone be whatever they wanted to be in the pageant. And we waited until the very last minute to put everything together, a recipe for disaster if there ever was one. We put out a big box of costume materials, and everyone arrived and got to choose who they wanted to be. And then they came upstairs for the pageant. And what a pageant it was. We all gathered in this chancel for the picture-taking tableau we had, and there were three Marys, no Joseph, several girl shepherds, one amazing magi, several ragged, nondescript animals, and a couple of magnificent angels, and a huge baby doll, plastic Jesus, shoved into a cardboard box. They all stood there to worship the newborn king as we looked on with amazement, trying to not giggle. A little shocking and funny, isn't it? But you know, I think it was the best Christmas pageant ever. Everyone was happy with his or her chosen role. Everyone was smiling and laughing. No one forgot their lines. And we celebrated with a real joy that year. The congregation sang, "O Come All Ye Faithful," with that strange crowd of children up front. I couldn't help but thinking it was the right thing to do. We all were coming to the manger just as we were, not playing roles that were forced upon us, mismatched, and a motley crew who was gathered at that manger, not unlike the first Christmas. We're all Christ's faithful disciples, joyful and triumphant, worship the newborn King. Peace be with you,